They're going to have one hell of a time on that.
Yeah.
Muskie church lines, but you know the reading through, I don't suppose you had a chance to.
I won't read it, God.
Well,
it's not, I didn't read it when it's negative, I'm gonna read it when it's halfway up.
It's true, it's good. There are two things in here that you'd be interested in. One is that in Chicago, at a hockey game, attack pass, they announced it on the loudspeaker, and the crowd stood up and sustained applause. The same thing happened in Madison Square Garden. 18,000, mostly young people, were packed in to hear a folk concert. They just finished a song dedicated to GIs in Vietnam, and he stood up and announced it, and the crowd stood and roared approval. The announcement of the pro basketball All-Star game in Chicago brought a long standing ovation from 17,000 people. I think the country, no, that's the folks, that's not the Harry Center. I think you'll find that
if only you had a good enough fight.
Well, we'll know by now.
They heard it. We made some sales.
If they didn't, Mr. President, they heard it at 11 o'clock. Or they heard it at midnight when it was rerun. When I saw it, Today Show this morning, Dan knew the whole speech. I stayed and watched the way that Today Show played it, and they replayed portions of the tower from last evening, who did a marvelous job. So, no, it's there, and all of the, I must say, the proto piece in Post this morning is accurate. And he makes the point that everybody's praising it, and then he goes on to talk about some of the folks who are cutting hell out of the critics. That's the wire is carried. We got
wire getting out.
Yes, sir. We have about 15 of them here. So we've got.
You realize that my group has done a great job. Those stories would not be here, except for Goldman.
Well, Goldman wouldn't either. I wrote his and put it up for him.
No, so, but I mean, he might have
just put it out of something.
But you've got to stir him up.
Well, we'll get more today, more Thursday, we'll get more.
Listen, I'm not doing this to stir you up. I know you're. I just want you to know you have my full approval to do things that are right at this damn thing.
Well, you can be assured we won't do anything else except
yeah,
this, because this has got more value than anything else we can play with. We have some big guns. I think using the vice president for a major speech when he's back is a great idea.
Yeah.
His man tells me he'd like to do it.
Well, he will have been in Vietnam. They would work at 19 America and be proud. And then yes, but his speech must cut the shit out of the
ground. Well, as you said yesterday, will leak out in advance. He's going to attack
the They're going to attack the New York Times. That's what I said. CBS, New York Times, CBS. And then they attack them in the press. They're not in any more attack. See, just getting to listen and then do some effect.
Thank you. said it was, that you were absolutely the greatest he'd seen, but before that came, someone, George Shultz, shouted, "Congratulations, great victory," and he came back and said it's a victory not for Republicans and not for,
but for
America, not for
yeah.
any party.
Yeah.
I told Scalia.
And I said also, I said, "Let me tell you the victory you before." I said, I have just as much contempt for those Republicans that want to stuff up front as the Democrats that did. And I said, or and more. And I said, I also have owe a great deal to people who stood by us. I said, for example, Pete Brennan was a group of people that stood by us. I said, thank God for the hard hats of America when the elitists were coming around to walk out.
Scalia mentioned that he didn't give it to me that well. But
well, I know that's the way I said it.
Brennan's the guy that we need for next week.
I think Brennan on the board is special.
Well, Brennan talked to Minnie last night.
Minnie must
have been here. Said he would put a statement on it. He talked to Brennan Paul and the team
together. Yes, sir. Thank you.